Welcome to the Daf and Practice series. This is Rabbi Avraham Schmidman discussing the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Tesvav. The Gemara and Brachas on Daf Tesvav presents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a katan is allowed to read a Megillah. From the words of Tosfos, it is clear that his view is that a katan is obligated in mitzvos midrabanan. There are Rishonim who disagree, but Tosfos here and other places in Shas, for example, Brachas Memches Amid Aleph, is of the opinion that a katan that has reached the age of chinuch is obligated in mitzvos midrabanan. This raises an interesting question, because the Mordechai in his commentary to Megillah Os Tof Shin Tzadiches points out that from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, one can glean the impression that it is permissible for an individual to daven the tefillos of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos and recite Kiddush. And even though it's clear that this is an hour and a quarter before the onset of night and the day has not yet set, nonetheless, it's permissible to do so because there is Tosefa Shabbos. And even though Tosefa Shabbos is not Minat Torah, nonetheless, the Kiddush that a person recites prior to the nighttime, which is only Midrabanan, is adequate to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush, which is Midah Araisa. This leads us to a question. Why is it any different than a katan, at least according to the view of Tosos and those Rishonim that hold that Ketanim have a chiyuv midrabanan mitzvos? Why can't a katan fulfill the obligation of a gadol? He's only chayav midrabanan, true, but if it works for Tosefes Shabbos to recite Kiddush at a time when the chiyuv is only midrabanan, so we should say that a katan in general, who is only chayav midrabanan, should be able to fulfill the obligation of a gadol. And one might say that, well, in the case of Tosefes Shabbos, ultimately it will become Shabbos. So too, we can argue that a katan will ultimately become a gadol. One could suggest that the position of the Mordechai is identical to the position of Rashi later on in Brachos on Daf Memches, who maintains that a katan is not mechuyev in mitzvos, even midrabanan, and that to the extent that there is an obligation, that obligation is an obligation that's placed on the father who has a chiyuv midrabanan to educate his children. And therefore, a katan is unable to fulfill the obligation of others. That's one approach. Another approach is to suggest that we have a viewpoint, a position that Mechusar Zman Bo Bayom is not considered to be a problem. So therefore, a gadol who recites Kiddush during the time period of Tosefes Shabbos, but ultimately that very same day there will be the Chiyuv D'Oraisa, it's perfectly fine to recite Kiddush if it's a little bit earlier. However, a katan who has not yet reached the point of having a chiyuv midaraisa and will only become chiyuv midaraisa at a much later point cannot fulfill the obligation of others who have a chiyuv daraisa in mitzvos when he only has a chiyuv derabanan. This idea is put forward by the Chachma Shlomo or Chaim Simon Reish Samach Zayin. The interesting result is that the Chachma Shlomo perhaps would agree that if it's a day before a katan's bar mitzvah, that perhaps he could fulfill a mitzvah even for those who are gedolim, because ultimately on that very same day, he will have the same obligation as gedolim.